3. Other people's trucks. When I graduated from high school, class of 93, it felt like everyone else in my class was moving away to go to college. I was 17 years old. I spent my time listening to music, playing drums for hours every day, and dreaming about being in a band. I kept putting ads in the recycler. Sometimes I had 3 ads going at the same time with different names and different influences. Drummer available for a band influenced by King Diamond. Drummer available for a band influenced by Minor Threat. Drummer available for a band influenced by The Descendants. Guitar players would drive out from L.A. and we would jam. I just wanted to play music. I was in a band called Psycho Butterfly with some high school friends. Dennis was on vocals. John played guitar. Jason was on guitar and vocals. And Marcos played bass. It was straight up rock and roll. We covered Led Zeppelin and Train Kept a Rollin'. We were listening to a lot of grunge. We sounded a lot like Soundgarden and Alice in Chains and Mother Love Bone. The other guys were really talented musicians. And we played a lot of local gigs, anywhere in the Inland Empire that would have us. A few months after graduation, we broke up. Just the usual personality differences. I didn't mind, because it meant I could start fresh. Whenever I was in a band that broke up, I'd start a new band with whoever the most talented guy in it was. Around that time, a friend and I started printing bootleg t-shirts. His dad had a t-shirt printing business in his garage, and while he was sleeping, we'd print up shirts for whatever band was playing at the Blockbuster Pavilion, like the Spin Doctors of all people. We'd go up to the venue with boxes and bags full of t-shirts and sell as many as we could before the police confiscated our shirts or kicked us out. I had a job at Warehouse, which was a music chain store. I was pulling down $4.25 an hour, working in the video department. Warehouse sold video cassettes. DVDs hadn't been invented yet, and also had a video rental business. I met a lot of interesting women in the